Hello and welcome to the Success Unscrambled podcast. This is Alvern and my focus is to help 1,000 creative female entrepreneurs over the next 10 years become more visible using simplified and fun marketing programs so that they can scale their business quickly, donate 1% of their profits, time and resources to help reduce women illiteracy, eventually gaining the time and freedom that they need with their loved ones. Today's episode, we'll be looking at an exciting topic, how to use TweetDeck to find opportunities, 7 things you need to know. Are you ready? Let's get into it. Are you wondering how to use TweetDeck to manage or even get the most out of Twitter? One of the ways to stay abreast of what's happening in the world is to use a social network like Twitter. If you're like me and you dislike being fed items that have been selected by someone else to broadcast on the airwaves, then stay tuned for alternatives. While this particular episode is not to rant on who's taking sides when it comes to what the media publishes daily, it is an educational guide to help you into choosing the best options to suit your needs. Tell me if this sounds relatable. You're sick and tired of wading through a ton of content every day that is irrelevant to your needs and interests. Nearly every time you switch on the television or radio, you lose the ability to be selective about your news choices. Even when you decide to use platforms like Facebook or Instagram, there's still the challenge of finding something interesting to digest. If only there was a way to set up your own selective news channels so that you can get a real choice. In this episode, you'll learn how to use TweetDeck to get very selective about the choice and even the sentiment of the content in your own private feeds. So what on earth is TweetDeck? If you've never heard of TweetDeck before or you've been meaning to take it for a spin, this is your 2-minute description of this fabulous customizable tool. TweetDeck is a social media dashboard application with functionality for managing Twitter accounts in real time. Think of it as a single interface to stream tweets across different types of columns and still access your home feed. It was first released back in 2008 by Ian Dodsworth and was later acquired by Twitter in May 2011. This makes TweetDeck one of the only native Twitter apps where you get the latest tweets in a standalone setting. You can think of TweetDeck with desktop client functionality to give you a bird's eye view of the things that you would like to see on Twitter. Essentially, it gives you the ability to streamline the things you would like to see and eliminate the ones you don't want to see. A great way to visualize this dashboard is seeing it as a tool to reduce the overwhelm associated with Twitter, the Twitter platform. There are at least 5 things that you can do on TweetDeck that's not available as standard directly on the Twitter platform. Let's spend some time looking at some Twitter statistics so that you can see why using TweetDeck can be a game changer for you and your business. So, if I ask you how many people use Twitter daily, you probably wouldn't know because it is not as popular as Facebook and Instagram. On a daily basis, there are over 187 million people using Twitter daily, according to a report by Hootsuite. The average age range is 25 to 34, and in terms of gender, 70% of the users are male. Over 59% of people using Twitter use it as their source of daily news, which is truly an eye-opening fact. 5.8% of the world's population over 13 can be reached using Twitter ads. In terms of the predicted growth year on year, Twitter is forecasted to grow by at least 2.4% this year alone. What's really surprising is that Twitter is the number one social media platform in Japan. When it comes to ranking in mobile apps worldwide, Twitter app ranks in number 6th place. Have you ever wondered which are the top 5 user accounts on Twitter? Well, at the time of recording this episode, here are the 5 top Twitter profiles. At number 1, we've got Barack Obama. Number 2, Justin Bieber. 3, Katy Perry. Number 4 is Rihanna. And number 5 is Cristiano Ronaldo. I don't know about you, but I would have never guessed that Barack Obama would be the number 1 followed account on Twitter. It's great to see that at least two women made it in the top 5, seeing that it's a male-dominated social media platform. So TweetDeck features. Before looking at how to use TweetDeck, let's spend some time looking at the features that are available natively inside the application. TweetDeck is available as a standalone web application or desktop app. Unlike any third-party application available in the market, it allows you to conduct an advanced search function. You'll be prompted to sign in using Twitter after navigating to their web page or after downloading the app on your laptop. Simply enter your Twitter details and you'll be ready to use all that makes TweetDeck special. Okay, first thing, we have got the dashboard. Whenever you log into the application, you'll be presented with a dashboard where you can see everything that's happening based on how you set it up. Ideally, you'll have lists of different columns based on your Twitter feed or accounts that you follow, which is also known as your home feed. You can also have columns set up to see your direct messages, your notifications, any hashtags that you follow. There's also the option to have collections, which I will cover later on. Options. So on the left-hand side, you'll see a menu giving you a number of options for you to choose. By the way, if you'd like to get access to the show notes, head over to successunscrambled.com/190. That's 190. So on the left-hand side, you'll see a menu giving you a number of options to choose from. These options include the ability to add a column, look at your accounts, settings, as well as any columns that you already have set up with the notifications and hashtags. As the name implies, adding a column gives you the ability to add as many columns as you want. You can think of it as your customized news feeds. I think it's amazing because they are very flexible to move around and you can add and delete them as you need. In other words, you are not locked into a specific choice for a long period of time. Accounts. It is amazing that you also have the ability to manage multiple accounts from a single dashboard. This means that you can also manage the accounts for your clients. If you run a marketing agency, you can also give your team access to your accounts, your clients' accounts, without giving them the password. In terms of settings or the settings area, there are a few options that may come in handy over time. The settings area is found by using or navigating to the gear icon. You'll get access to keyboard shortcuts, search tips, and a further settings menu that looks very similar to the one I have included in the show notes. Head over to successunscrambled.com/190. So when you are there, you would see the option for a profile, the actual profile of your Twitter account, if you logged in, obviously using Twitter. When I click on my particular profile, the profile name, it brings me up to an image with a summary of all of my important Twitter statics. And that same thing will happen to you. Information like the number of followers versus your following, your total tweets, lists, as well as the date I joined Twitter with a specific account. You'll also have the option to filter by any of the items with the icons at the bottom. So in my case, I'll be able to drill down and see tweets, mentions, lists, collections, and likes. And you can actually get access to other people's lists as well. If you do a search for their accounts, which I can discuss later on in this episode. Team members is up next. So TweetDeck is great for individual users. However, if you're running a social media marketing agency, TweetDeck can help you manage multiple Twitter accounts. As you can imagine, you'll need a team of social media managers to manage those accounts. This is where the team management aspect of TweetDeck becomes invaluable. Simply click on the accounts icon and you'll see the manage team option. I've included a screenshot in the show notes. It will allow you to keep the password of your client secure because there'll be no need to share your client's password. When you click on Manage Team, you'll be brought to a screen to add your team members by just entering their Twitter handle. How to use TweetDeck to manage Twitter. Now, here comes the exciting part. Now that you know how to find your way around TweetDeck platform, let's look at the specific ways to use it to make it life easier. While it offers a very simple interface, don't ever underestimate the powerful features of this useful tool. It allows you to conduct powerful Twitter searches using particular words or specific topics. You can even do a deep dive into a single user, like a verified user with the blue icon. It's great for news stories as well as any Twitter content that you find useful to boost your small business. So, as a social media manager, or if you are one, you may need to conduct a 60 to 90 day social listening exercise for your clients or for a company. TweetDeck can help you accomplish this very easily using the columns feature. Simply click on Add a Column and then click on the magnifying glass to search option. Or you can just go into the search bar and search that particular account, or even if it is like you're searching or doing a social listening exercise for your client's competitors. It will bring you to the top left area where you can enter your specific hashtag if you want a specific account. So in my example, if you head over to successonscramble.com/EP190, you'll see that I did a search for the Canva account on Twitter. And when I click on Canva, I get a view that looks similar to the one that I've left in the show notes, where I can see they've got 135,000, almost 136,000 tweets. They're following 2,500 accounts, and they've got 160,000 followers, and they actually have access or even following or even subscribe to 3,713 different lists. To me, that is just astounding. I mean, I have like probably 10, 15 lists, but 3,000 lists, that is just mind-blowing. You can choose to listen to their tweets or mentions or even take a look at these lists that they've got, and even their likes by adding it to the columns. When I click on the likes, it gives me a preview that looks like the one I've left in the show notes. You can head over to successonscramble.com/EP190. Up next, number two is the sentiment search. At the start of this particular episode, I mentioned having the ability to create feeds that give you the information that you want and exclude everything else. Well, did you know that you can have only positive news and exclude everything that will affect you negatively? If you are a social media manager, you'll know how important it is to track the sentiment of tweets, especially if you are managing multiple Twitter clients. One clever way to accomplish this is by adding the positive emoji or the smiley face after you enter your search term. So for example, if I'm looking for positive tweets about things happening in New York, I would do so by entering New York and a smiley face. The two dots, which is the colon, and then the close bracket. So you put two dots and a close bracket. And you, of course, head out to the show notes to see what I'm talking about. So here are the results that I have put for positive as well as negative sentiments for the search term New York. And you'll see they are two completely different feeds. Social media managers know that keeping a positive sentiment of a brand or business is very important to their success. This is why setting up a permanent social media listening campaign for sentiment will help them stay ahead of potential challenges. And number three, we've got Twitter chats. So if you are one of my regular listeners or readers, you'll know that I believe that participating in Twitter chats are so powerful. In fact, I participated in one just over 6 months ago, and it was so much fun. Maybe it's time to do one again. Without a tool like TweetDeck, it can be very difficult to follow Twitter chats on a native platform like Twitter. That's why using TweetDeck dashboard can help you to keep your finger on the pulse of your favorite chats on Twitter by adding a specific column for that stream. I have included an example in the show notes for the stream VC Buzz, hashtag VC Buzz, and you'll see everything that's happening there. Of course, feel free to create your very own version of this when you actually log in to TweetDeck. And number four, we've got collections. One of my favorite features on TweetDeck is collections. The reason why is that it's cool is that it allows you to add tweets into groups called collections. So just in case you filter and you filter and you filter, you literally have your own separate column with a list of recent tweets. So for example, you see something really important and you're rushing, you don't have time to click over and read all the details of it. Then you can just save it to a collection. So for example, if you're doing some research via social listening and you found a few posts across several different columns. So when you're doing social listening, normally you listen to between five and 10 different individual feeds. There isn't a way on Twitter to natively save those things that you found. It isn't possible to do it on Twitter. So here are, and I left an example in the show notes with three streams or columns where I am listening to three different types of content around social media. And if I put that in there and I listen and I find stuff that I think, oh my goodness, I need to save this. What do I do next? It would be difficult for me to keep up with all of that content every single day. Think about it. If you have like 20 tweets per column per day. That's like 60 tweets. If you're looking at three, if you're looking at 10, you're looking at 200 tweets. How do I save it? How do I keep it as a point of reference? How do I, of course, I can embed it somewhere, but what about something like a collection? I can add a column, click on add a column in TweetDeck and click on collection, then create a collection. So obviously a collection is very different from a regular column where you have the feeds running down. A collection is stagnant. It just stays there. Again, head over to the show notes, successunscrambled.com/EP190, and you will actually get access to everything step by step, how to do this yourself. After giving your collection a name, you click save. After your collection has been created, simply click on the three dots on any of the posts that you wish to save for the long term, and you'll see the option to save or add to a collection. This feature alone can allow you to have your very own tweet collection that will help you stay on top of important tweets, especially when it is, for example, of course, you can do this in probably other platforms where you can have other team members and you can assign things to other team members. But if you want a very simple way of doing it, TweetDeck is the way to go. And you want people to manage a particular customer complaint, for example, this is the way to do it. You have a collection. So filtering is up next at number 5. Another way to get the absolute best content for your collection is by filtering your feeds by engagement or by any other feature, by English only. What I mean by that is that you have the ability to apply a global filter to each column. So there are many filters available, as you'll see. But adding engagement filters means that you only save the content that is performing well. So engagement means things like likes, retweets, comments. So when you have a feed of all of the different things that you're listening to, you want to make sure that you listening to stuff that people are engaging with. So simply click on the area that looks like a bit of like volume controls, and you'll be presented with a drop-down menu for each category, like content, location. Of course, you can filter by location, by tweet authors, by verified users, by engagement. Okay, again, I left a screenshot in the show notes. Head over to successunscrambled.com/EP189. Always remember that you can filter by location, author, content, and engagement inside TweetDeck columns. After filtering, you have a stream of tweets that are carefully curated for you to use. At number 6, we've got scheduled tweets. One of the most exciting features inside TweetDeck is the ability to schedule tweets for a specific time. While you can get similar kind of features inside other social schedulers, not many of them are very Twitter specific. The ability to schedule a tweet natively on Twitter is also not possible at the time of creating or recording this particular podcast episode. Depending on the size of your marketing agency, you may have a team focused only on Twitter accounts for clients. This is where TweetDeck comes in to save the day. Ta-da! What's truly awesome about this feature is that it not only allows you to upload images, you can also add alt text catering to those who are visually impaired. It will auto-post your schedule tweet for you so that you can get back to doing what you love. Number 7, we've got Twitter list. As you probably already know, creating your and using Twitter list is a very powerful way to get seen by influencers. Well, TweetDeck has the ability to 10x your results when you add layers of filters on your list feeds. The best way to accomplish this is by adding a specific column that would accommodate the feed from your list. Here's a cross-section that I've left in the show notes of my created list, plus lists that I follow and I'm subscribed to and people have added me to. So I've seen some of my list here. And if you want to find a specific set of tweets that are made by verified users containing videos and belong to a specific Twitter list, you can do just that inside of TweetDeck. Simply add a column for a specific list. So when you click add a column and you click on list, it will let you choose one of the lists that you have. And then what you do then is you add your specific filters. So for example, tweet content showing videos by verified users and from that inside of that list, and it will actually bring you only videos as opposed to all of the different tweets in that list. Right. So now we've come to the most exciting part of TweetDeck. How to use TweetDeck to spot business opportunities. Is that even possible? Well, now that you've become a TweetDeck ninja, let's look at how to use it to spot opportunities for your business. Previously, you saw how to set up a long-term social listening campaign using TweetDeck. Well, using the same concept, you can make a list of your top 5 to 10 competitors and listen to their customer feedback. After making your list of your top competitors, make sure you obtain their Twitter handles or profile names. Head over to TweetDeck, search for each of their Twitter handles one by one and hit enter. This will automatically set a new column up for each competitor. So I've included 3 examples in the show notes. Head over to successandscramble.com/EP190. So that's successandscramble.com/EP190. When I set up the new column for Amazon, I entered the sad emoji in the top bar. Doing this helped me to filter out everything else and see all the recent customer complaints. And if you head over to the show notes, you'll see I have about 5 different complaints there about what people are, I suppose, not happy about when it comes to Amazon, the service on Amazon. As you will see, there are quite a number of people complaining about the experience on Amazon using Twitter to air their concerns. Our next person I'm looking at or company is Spotify. It probably never occurred to you that a platform like Spotify also has experiences or even have negative experiences from customers or customers experiencing negative things on Spotify. However, remember that the larger you become as an organization, the easier it is to get stuff wrong. Customers have also no problem with using social media to voice their concerns. Again, I've left a screenshot of what I found on Spotify. I just put in the actual Twitter handle for Spotify and put in the negative emoji or the sad face emoji. And you will see when you head over to the show notes, all of the different things that people are, I suppose, unhappy about when it comes to Spotify. It appears that Spotify updated their app and accidentally removed a feature that people were using. You can also see that finding a specific music item on Spotify was proving difficult for some customers. Facebook is up next, and you probably are a Facebook user. You probably relate to this. If you've been using Facebook for a number of years, like me, you'd be aware of the fact that there can be a lot of challenges with a platform. Oh dear, let's not get into it. People, you would see I've included a screenshot again and put in the Facebook handle and I've put in the sad face emoji, and you'll see I have about 4 different complaints that people are talking about on Facebook. People experiencing things like account lockouts, spam bots infiltrating groups, ad accounts getting locked down, and a plethora of many other issues. Of course, for you as a small business, these are just examples, and your competitors may not be as big as these industry giants. So think of your 5 to 10 competitors and the kind of complaints you think that the clients, potential clients, might be experiencing. Set up a social listening campaign and see what kind of diamonds you can uncover that you can use in your business to fill the gaps. So prior to listening to this episode, you must have seen Twitter as just another noisy social media platform, and it's heavily biased information. However, with the help of TweetDeck, you can now consume content on Twitter by streamlining your feeds to meet your needs. In fact, learning how to use TweetDeck has literally turned the way you viewed Twitter in the past. You now have the ability to create carefully curated lists, columns, and feeds, which is like creating your own media experience on demand. Using TweetDeck regularly means that you'll need to create a new habit where you design a media lifestyle that suits your preferences. Because it is available as a web browser and desktop application, you can take your curated media feed with you wherever you go. Unfortunately, it is currently not available on a mobile app, at least not on iPhones. So, goodbye to depressing news. Hello to unique media feed that suits your particular taste. So, over to you. What has been your experience with using tools like TweetDeck or even using Twitter? Whatever you do, remember to subscribe to the Success Unscrambled podcast, where you'll be the first to hear what's happening in the entrepreneurial and digital marketing world. Your positive review of this podcast is vital to keeping it alive and running for the next 12 to 24 months. So, please leave a positive 5-star review for us on iTunes, Spotify, or any of your favorite podcast players. Entrepreneurs generate income by solving big problems and challenges. You can find these gaps using TweetDeck quite easily. I started this episode or this podcast back in 2017 because I had a burden in my heart to reduce woman illiteracy globally. Because this is a huge undertaking, I have decided to help 1,000 women over the next 10 years become wildly successful in their online business through simplified marketing strategies. That way they can build a strong business network of women who can donate 1% of their profit, and together we can help reduce woman illiteracy worldwide. What about you? Would you like to be part of this movement? Shoot me an email using alvern@successunscrambled.com. That's it for today. Until next time, enjoy the rest of your day and the rest of your week. Bye for now.